W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Vigils and prayer ceremonies held across New York City last night in honor of those killed and kidnapped in Israel. Believed 150 soldiers and civilians are still being held. President Biden will address the nation this afternoon on the situation as reports surface of possible hostage swaps.
A Hamas spokesperson is now warning the group will kill one hostage for every Israeli airstrike on a civilian target in Gaza. But new hope for a possible way forward. Reuters reports the Gulf nation of Qatar is in talks with both sides to potentially swap Israeli hostages held by Hamas for the release of Palestinian women and children currently held in Israeli prisons.
All night, Israel continued to pound downtown Gaza City and further expanded a mobilization of reservists as it vows retaliation that will, the country says, reverberate for generations. The war, beginning after Hamas militants stormed into Israel Saturday, has already claimed more than 1,600 lives. This is ABC News. The civil trial in New York of Donald Trump continues today with Trump's former chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, taking the stand. Prosecutors say the Trump Organization overvalued its property to get better terms on loans. Another strike against GM, this one in Canada, Unifor, the union representing auto workers there, now says it will strike at three GM facilities in Canada after failing to reach a new contract deal. Movement on the Republican side of the presidential race.
Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd dropping out and endorsing Nikki Haley. An average of polls from 538 shows the former South Carolina governor making inroads after her debate performances. Haley is now in second place in New Hampshire, 3 points ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. On the Democratic side, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. dropping out of the Democratic primary and instead launching a run as an independent. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Service charges apply. See showroom for details. Offers on 10/31/2023.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa! Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, John, don't be that guy. Come on. It's early in the season. We got the youngest team in the NFL. They had some highlights. We're going to be all right. I mean, that was a tough environment, right? I mean, there were more Packer fans there. My friend.
45%. I think it was the network or somebody. I saw that figure come. Or was it 47?
I thought it was more.
I know it seemed like it, but.
All right.
But there's some way they judge that. And I actually saw that last night, what percentage it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were great.
I can see this affected Todd, too, because for the temperatures, he had Green Bay, XX.
Yeah, I know.
Appleton,
yeah.
XX.
That's what we're all feeling this morning.
Everybody's like, come on.
Normally, when the mics turn on, John's like,
I know. Hello. Okay, now.
But everybody's trashing Jordan Love. I'm sorry, but I didn't think he got much help at all. And play, you know what, without Aaron Jones, although I will say this, I thought that's the best A.J. Dillon has played in quite some time.
Well, he got the ball.
He got the ball up and he moved the pile. Yeah. And yeah. The only, you know what's a terrible thing? That when Christian Watson had that 77-yarder and the guy horse-collared him down at like the 2-yard line.
Right.
And they couldn't punch it in from there.
Yeah.
That really hurt. That would have been a big difference.
Yeah. I don't know. I.
But that kid, I mean, the two drops. Right in the last series. I mean, come on. They would have moved into like the 15-yard line.
I was sleeping then. I didn't stay awake for the
You didn't stay awake for the potential game winning or game tying drive?
I did not. John,
okay. All right.
4 o'clock comes pretty quick. So, no, I did not.
All right. But anyways, tough loss for the Packers. Now they've got like 11 days off.
I saw that.
Before their next game.
Right.
Yeah. Grab a little schedule right there.
Oh.
Yeah. Who's the next one there? We got Georgia Southern. Nope, that's not them. this isn't a Packer schedule. So
it's a bowling schedule.
Oh, yeah. We're at Riverside Lanes on Thursday night.
We're doing a Schwabada on November 4th.
There you go.
Yes.
But
you're
just,
right.
All I'm saying is it's like it's so cool. It's just fun to hear people mention Green Bay and the national things beforehand and the whole thing. You're so, you know.
And I don't know. Would you say there was half? What is that stadium seat? It's going to be, what, 70,000?
78, I think.
70,000?
Yeah.
So you got 40,000
pretty cool.
Packer fans. Oh, man, does it ever. You know, it's so weird when they do those, when they do the blimp shots and that. There's just no trees out there, right?
Yeah,
I still think Vegas is great. You said it's a little. And the more I thought about it, I think you were right in that it's a little bit overrated. But anyway, cool place to go. I mean, I had a lot of friends out there. So
you know, I was watching I know a lot of people don't like Aikman and Buck. I think Joe Buck is fine. Did you see his wife had to host the pregame show? Because Scott Van Pelt lost his voice the night before doing his show. So she was the blonde, really good looking. She was doing the pregame show. But anyway. Yeah. All right. So you don't pay any attention to those things. But anyway, I never watched Peyton Manning and Eli Manning with their thing before. And I watched it for a while last night. And I wasn't sure, is this fun or is it annoying?
Yeah, I would go with the latter. I think those guys are annoying.
I don't like sitting in a bar or someplace watching game with people that just have to comment on everything. You know, I kind of know it all. And I just don't.
Those people usually sit behind me at things, you know? It's like, shut up.
That's what I mean. That's how I felt like with them. That's exactly how I felt. It's like, you don't have to comment on every play.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, but I think that's almost okay that we talked a little bit yesterday about just all the good things that are going on. And so let's just put the Packers aside and enjoy this great weather. There's all these events coming up again this week, and there's apple picking. There's a couple veterans things that are going on, and today's a very special day, right? Mm. We're celebrating three things today, and
you're really quantifying a Green Bay Packer Monday night nationally televised football game loss with apple picking.
I'm just saying, move on.
You're saying
there's so much.
It's not a bleak defeat Tuesday because we got apple picking.
We got.
So what if all the Packer haters in the world are piling on? My gosh, after some Macintosh.
You do, and the what is it, the granny? Is that the
Granny Greens or whatever? Green,
yes. I was looking this morning because we're going to be doing that tomorrow. I don't know if you are.
My back.
You do have a sore back. I feel bad for you when you walked in this morning.
I have never had, I have herniated discs in my back. This pain is worse than that.
So, Todd, we're not in the medical field, but the way Johnny's walking and the way, he complains a lot, but this is, I think, kind of serious. It could be more than a muscle. It could be a kidney. You know, that's.
I would like to see him get in and have that looked at.
I think we're going to do that. We're going to,
could somebody come down? I hate waiting rooms and things like that.
Lay them out on the table in the conference center.
We do have room.
You know what sounds cool? There's a thing, Julie was telling me this, there's a thing at Planet Fitness where it's like a water therapy thing where you lay down and it like massages your body with water. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Like slow waves type thing?
Sounds good. But
that sounds like exactly what I need.
No, I think what you need, if you go to Planet Fitness, and when you just go to the guy at the front desk or the girl at the front desk and get those coins and sit in that chair.
Oh, do they have one of those?
Oh, they do. And it's got the, what are those things? They're like built into the chair. Those massage balls that are in the chair.
Remember I told you I stayed at really little, it's a really little motel sometimes up in Ishpeming?
Yes.
They've got one of those things where you put a quarter in.
Yeah, that's still different. This is actually has some signs behind it. Not just motion.
Is that National Lampoon or anything like crazy?
Yes, it is. Right, that's right.
No, yes. Planet Fitness. Though, you should do that. Walk in there and say, "Hey, look, I'm thinking of joining your place, but I just want to kind of get a day to look around." Guys, yeah, fine, and go sit in that chair for.
I think I would like that.
20 minutes. I think that would be good for you.
Because yes, have you given me a rub down or what?
Zero. Okay. Less than that.
Even less?
Yeah.
Less. Todd?
You're asking me to give you a rub? No.
No.
Sorry. All right. I like you, John.
Yeah, okay. Me too. But yeah. Not that much.
Not even a chance.
No, we would lend you Advil.
11:30 last night. I'm driving around looking for Advil PM.
Yeah.
Just trying to sleep. It was quiet. Like, you know what's funny last night?
Oh, I know. It's great, isn't it?
It was quiet.
It's great. That is the time to shop. It's the time to do whatever you want to do during Packer games.
But, yeah. And you know, the bridge looked really nice. It was all green and gold.
Yeah.
The lights.
Yeah.
You know what our next project has to be?
What's that?
We need better signs. And I think this, because it's on my walking route where I go over the bridge. Nobody refers to it as the Bart Starr Bridge.
No.
It's always just still Walnut Street.
Right.
But people stay the Leo Frio. And sometimes they'll say Nitschke, but the Bart Starr hasn't caught on. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
And I think the reason is because they have such small little signs. I mean, it'd be the same type of sign they'd have at the warehouse saying, you know, don't litter or, you know, stop ahead or just what. It needs some
pizzazz. What the city needs, yes, it does. That wasn't really done right either. But. You're right, but what we need to do is, you know how Appleton has their College Avenue, their kind of mile thing there, which is like, that's the place.
Yeah.
What Green Bay needs is just this downtown square, and it's the two bridges, and just call them by, you know, Nitschke and Starr, and then bordered by Broadway and Washington. And then all the pavers should be the same color.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Like when you go to Boston, they have the trails. Yeah. And then you could have different things. And once you're on the square, you know, there's amenities. It's safe. You got the lighting to look at. And you really spend money. Like you spend money on the downtown and on the infrastructure, the sidewalks and the plantings. But you spend maybe 20-25% more on the square. Decorative brick.
I like it.
And then people would walk by here because
be nice. What about right over here in the Schreiber property where they've got that property? Wouldn't that be cool to have something there?
Yeah, that's Schreiber's property. I'm talking about the city property.
Well, they might donate it or something.
No, but John, but people would walk behind, but it would be right in front of us. We would take out that concrete and just put in pavers, and that would be part of the square. Yeah, but it'd be part of the square. We could even just do like they do in
You know what, though? Huh. When I was in Antwerp.
Yes.
With the jewelry people.
Right.
It's all pavers. And they're kind of, you know, they're not perfectly, you know, because they're probably there since the medieval times. But, man, that really hurts your ankles walking in those after a while.
Yeah. Well, what we could do is maybe just put, like the Walk of Fame or just designate it. But you would know that you're on this square.
Okay. Let's work on that.
Okay. That could be
the thing. That's our project for today. Building a city square downtown Green Bay.
And people would walk and say, look, I'm on the square. You know, the rent would be a little bit higher on the square, like us. We're paying a fortune here. But it would help enhance the whole square economic development. Say, look, man, if you're on the square, that's where you want to be. And people come downtown and just walk the square.
I like it. Okay, I like it a lot.
All right.
Because, you know, my walking circuit is right here up to the Nitschke, then back, then Walnut Street, and then back.
And maybe we'd have those lights on the sidewalk in the square.
I like
it. So you walk along, it's like, okay. And once you're on the square, you know that, look, I know this is, that's like, you know, the mile in Appleton, and everybody has their, like, focus, and that would be our focus, would be the downtown square.
When I visited my buddy in Arizona last year, we're walking outside by a sidewalk. I said, oh, that's kind of cool having these lights, you know, down low. I says, that's so you don't trip? He goes, no, that's so you see rattlesnakes at night. I have to get to my car. Carry me.
I don't know that we need that.
But, yeah.
Anyway, there's some things we could do, and that's where, I just think we have to spend a little bit more money in the downtown.
Yeah.
It's coming along, and I think it's pretty good, but you have to have those enhancements, and you have to keep investing in the downtown because – what happens down here, it's the ripple effect. I've told you that. And so I don't want to lose what we have down here. I don't think we are, but I think we could step it up a little bit.
We'll work on that. You and I will be laying pavers all next summer, right?
We just got to cut. What we could do is just get that. What are those things that, you know, how they cut the concrete?
The grind guys, up,
they
get one of those.
Right. And maybe we'll just do a, we'll just take out like maybe 8 inches or something and just a long line that you can follow. And I don't want to do advertising. I don't like advertising. Yeah. I was thinking mine on the mayor, mine on the mayor, mine on the mayor. Yeah. And they just stay on mine on the mayor.
But right.
That might be a little much. Okay. So we could do green and gold bricks.
Okay.
There's a couple things we can do. Okay, so we're going to work on that. That's a good project. We got a lot of projects to work on.
Yeah, a lot of
projects.
We're going
to get our jet.
Yeah, we're going to talk to somebody today about a boat. Here's some of the things we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
First of all, Tori, congratulations. You're the winner, 179, you predicted for Karen.
Can you believe that? That guy picked 179 yards. Yeah. And what did he have, 180?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal. Then also, we've got a Gizmo coming in to talk about dead celebrities. We got a gentleman coming in to talk about something pretty cool that you can take part in, where you get your DNA, you give DNA, and then they check out a whole bunch. That's going to be really exciting.
No way. Yeah. Wow.
And then we got the other gentleman, Mark, coming in, or we're going to be talking to him about how to build a boat out of wood.
Right.
So we're going to get our boat.
All right.
And then Sandra Rank will be here to talk about all things real estate.
And I want to impress you, Blue Oyster Cult.
Nice. Little cowbell. Don't ruin it for us, Gene. Fellas, I like what you do with that cowbell. Back after this.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wisk Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WiskCaregiverCDCP.com. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, you had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 51 today under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 40. Daytime highs approaching 57 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. Temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind with the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. We were talking about the Packer game last night. Boy, it just seemed darker this morning. Doesn't it, though, when you don't have
your back? Little... Your back hurts.
My back is driving me insane. And you bought me something.
I brought you a gift.
Okay.
So I just ordered this. I just opened it up. It was on your desk.
Isn't that amazing how quick stuff comes?
I know.
That's like unbelievable.
I know. This is the Grandpa Gus's mouse repellent pouches. Because you were saying you have mice in the house.
Yeah.
Although, like the good husband you are, you leave your wife with the mice and you get a condo here in Green Bay.
Right.
So that was But anyway, it's a 10-pack. And so Grandpa Gus's, you know, they say that.
By the way, you know who's the happiest about that?
What's that?
Her. Let's be honest.
But no, try this, John. I think this is going to work. I read about this. And it's like.
Repels them, huh? Somebody told me steel wool. If you see one of their holes, put steel wool in it. They hate steel wool. They like try to chew it, and then it like messes up their teeth.
And they got to go to the dentist, and it costs money. We don't have the right insurance, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But no, this is supposed to be it. And this Grandpa Gus's, it's like I buy some barbecue sauces and seasoning, and I like when the old man is on the cover.
Okay.
I do that. Just it gives me some comfort that Grandpa wouldn't. You know, try to steer me wrong.
Grandpa Gus.
Right, Grandpa Gus.
So I'm sure there is an actual guy named Grandpa Gus.
Yes.
They didn't just grab that as a
I'm sure he's getting his royalty.
Right.
Looks like he could use the money, too.
Yeah, it does.
So anyway, okay, you good. Try Thank this. You. Here, Thank I got you. That for you. Yes, it came in on Amazon. And
appreciate
you're right.
That.
You order this stuff.
And it's just like magically appears.
Unbelievable. The next day it was here.
I know.
The next day.
I know.
I know. So, all right, we're going to take care of the mice in your house. Hey, you know, you were complaining. I bought you that bird seed, that high-end. And that... And
nothing.
I even mentioned
that Saturday when I was there. I said, wow, they've certainly stayed away from this.
No, I want to
Are you sure
you,
that wasn't bird repellent?
No. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you.
Hey, Todd. These are to attract mice?
Yeah, right.
The bird seeds that he got me were to repel
I'm messing
birds.
With you. No, let me tell you. I think it's the operator.
Because, I didn't put him in the bird seeder right.
I don't know. I want to report that at my house, and you live out in the sticks. I live in the hood, and I am attracting, I had a woodpecker there with that same seed I bought you, because I bought some for me and some for you.
I don't think woodpeckers eat seed. I think they just eat bugs.
I don't think so. Why were they there?
Well, you must have some bugs in your feed. That's got to be what it is. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to argue with you. You're in a bad mood.
No, I'm not.
Your back hurts. Packers lost. No, I think No, I think that bird seed stuff can work out.
But it has not. I'm just being honest with you. I will take a picture at how full it is, and I bet it didn't go down 1 inch in like 3 weeks, maybe a month.
Did you listen to me when I
listened
said,
to you.
Did you get rid of the old seed?
Yes, I did.
You mixed it with the old.
No, I did not. Dumped it all out on the ground. I follow your instructions, Jim. You were mayor for 16 years, for crying out loud. I know that. I know.
So, that doesn't mean people followed my instructions.
I just consider you have credibility more than I do.
All right. I want to help you with your birds.
Okay.
And the mice. So
all
I
right.
think we
appreciate right. that very much.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, like I said before, we got a lot of stuff coming on.
Yeah,
we got one of our favorite people, Gizmo, coming on here. We've got a gentleman coming on, and he's going to talk to us about a thing going on at the Wallen Sullivan VFW or Legion Post today and tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
And here's, let me just read a little thing about this. Okay. They're hoping to change that by giving those communities throughout Northeast Wisconsin, rural Wisconsin, a voice that could lead to medical breakthroughs. And what you do, it's biomedical research. Okay. You go there and they'll collect your DNA sample. Takes about 30 minutes. You get a $25 gift card, but they go through your DNA. The reports include hereditary disease risk, how your body might react to certain medications, and information about genetic ancestry and traits. Isn't that kind of cool? I would like to do that.
Well, we are. That's why he's here.
Okay. Maybe he'll do it right here.
Okay, so what this does, and people need to understand, and I think most people do, is that these medical breakthroughs come through research.
Absolutely.
And
DNA, all you gotta do is put something in your mouth, isn't it?
Or and they,
like a swab?
Yeah, you know, you watch those detective shows, but you're right. It doesn't take much to get someone's DNA.
No.
It's like, just throw the cup away and we're going to get your DNA off of that. And this also has all this privacy stuff with it as well.
Yeah, it says right on there. So we'll talk more about it. But I think this sounds like a cool deal.
It's going to be great.
$25
right.
And find out what's in your DNA. Yeah. I like it.
And what they'll do is they'll take this and they'll look at people, different DNAs, and they'll find out what diseases they're getting, and they're going to come up with something great.
Yep.
They're going to say, look, if you're this, we got to do this right now.
Yep. Absolutely. I think
research,
that's cool.
Yeah, this is going to be great. I'm glad you got him on, or whoever got him on here. This is going to be interesting stuff. So, that medical research, and, you know, we...
Todd Findlay.
Oh, okay. I thought he was saying we had... it was our time. He was just
But he
was like waving like, I'm the guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both.
Todd Michaels, our producer, found this guest.
Have you ever... I'll tell you something. Let me ask you if you're... So one time I worked on this video project. Big video project for UW Green Bay. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was working at the TV station, and there are a couple of times I slept at the TV station because I'd work on it till like 4 a.m. or whatever. And okay? I worked so hard at this, it's mind-boggling. So it airs at the thing, at this big banquet, and Dick Bennett gets up and goes, I don't know who put that together, but wow, that was just fantastic. But whoever did it, I'm sure it was a labor of love. And they move on. So they never announced that I worked my butt off for like 2 weeks doing this. And I love Dick Bennett more than just about anybody on the face of earth. When he said, I'm sure it was a labor of love. I just want to like choke somebody. So what would you do? Would you raise your hand like Todd just did to get recognition?
Right.
Or would you not?
I'm surprised you didn't. Wouldn't
you feel stupid, Todd?
I really didn't raise my hand for recognition. I was giving you the 2-minute signal.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
Yeah, all right. I'm with you on that one, Jim. We know, Todd.
We 2 minutes is two fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
Flashing back and forth and like I'm distressed.
Like, waving. That was me.
That was me. Thank you for getting this guy
out. Mr. Cotta. That was me.
Ooh.
All right. When we come back, Gizmo. I know magic tricks probably don't transfer all that well over the radio waves, but
it's going to be fun to have him on.
But we still have a magic trick.
And he's got a whole event coming up, too.
Well,
so, all right.
Mine on the Mayor, Tuesday morning. Back after this.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Vigils and prayer ceremonies held across New York City last night in honor of those killed and kidnapped in Israel. Believe 150 soldiers and civilians are still being held. President Biden will address the nation this afternoon on the situation as reports surface of possible hostage swaps.
A Hamas spokesperson is now warning the group will kill one hostage for every Israeli airstrike on a civilian target in Gaza. but new hope for a possible way forward. Reuters reports the Gulf nation of Qatar is in talks with both sides to potentially swap Israeli hostages held by Hamas for the release of Palestinian women and children currently held in Israeli prisons.
All night, Israel continued to pound downtown Gaza City and further expanded a mobilization of reservists as it vows retaliation that will, the country says, reverberate for generations. The war, beginning after Hamas militants stormed into Israel Saturday, has already claimed more than 1,600 lives. This is ABC News.
Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network
and on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back on a Tuesday morning here, Mino and the Mayor. Not a bad morning out there. 44 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 47 in Oshkosh. You're listening to WGBW 97.9, 1590 AM. WISS coming away from Oshkosh, 98.3 and 1100 AM. And Jim, we got a text here. It says, it takes a while for birds to come to new food, but once they figure it out, you will have woodpeckers every day like I do.
See?
Okay, you win.
Another expert
you win.
Listener.
You win.
Unlike...
You don't have to belabor it. I just said, you went, Jim.
You listen to them, and it takes time. And yep. I'm going to take your word at that you threw out the old food because you don't want to mix
did.
It. I don't know if you did. You're kind of cheap. And I thought, you know. Okay, well, anyway.
He does know me.
Yeah. Hey, you know, of course, John's pouting, and he will
I'm
for
not
another
pouting.
Couple
How am I pouting?
Day or two about the Packer loss. But that's because he's one of those, you know, I don't know, I don't want to use the word shallow, but people who put all their emotions.
No, what was the word you used yesterday, Todd? What was the word you used yesterday about Facebook?
Insecure,
yeah.
Okay, that's another good word for it. Just insecure.
Because I post on Facebook.
No, because he's constantly posting on Facebook.
I am not constantly posting on Facebook.
How many pictures did I get? Oh, we're in Las Vegas at the stadium. All I can see is their head. It's like, show me the stadium, show me Las Vegas. I don't want to see you. And then people who make the extra effort to give me their air flight, you know, like that dotted line, you know, Green Bay to Minneapolis to Las Vegas. Who cares?
You know, like there's a cure for that, Jim.
If the plane crashes, I want to know.
Why are you even following it?
Well, because I want to see you on there, John. Okay. I don't think I'm following those people.
That's the reason, huh?
I don't follow
anybody. To follow
anybody.
My life? Okay.
No, I don't follow people. It's annoying, and I don't want to defriend them because then it's like, oh, I'm here. I don't want to hear that. So anyway,
forbid you'd make an enemy in this town.
Yeah, 37% or something. Yeah. So it's people like John who kind of put their life into sports and Packers. There's a whole other world out there that I think a lot of Green Bay does explore and does take advantage of and gets a lot of satisfaction from, and that's theater. Musical theater, all the arts, the visual arts, the performing arts. And we've had Gizmo on here before, and he was, of course, I thought he was the star of the Gilligan's Island.
You
were great, man. I just thought that. And then we had your cast in here. They sang some songs, Marianne, the Skipper, and there's more theater. My wife and I were just talking. We like the high school plays. We go to a lot of that for, like, I don't know, $10 or something. I mean, it's, you know, the Packer games are $110. And I like going to the Packer games. I'm not taking away from them. But there's just a lot of other things to do here. You have something that's starting up here. And I'm not familiar with your footlights. So we're joined here by Gizmo in studio, along with Sarah, who is the director and, I guess we can say, part owner of Footlights, and Deb, who is an actress. And you have some performances coming on, but Sarah, I want to start with you. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Yeah, we're an organization. This is only our second year, and Deb and I co-founded the company, I guess. And so what we do is, one of our goals is, there's a lot of great theater, and Giz was on talking about Evergreen and when he was in Gilligan's Island, and there's a lot of great theater in the area. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. But one of the things that we really wanted to do through Footlights is we wanted to allow local writers and maybe people that haven't seen certain shows in the area to reach out to us and say, hey, I've got this thing I want you to look at, or hey, I've written this thing and I would really like a stage to be able to do it. And so we wanted to be an outlet for that. And so we established our company with the thought that maybe we would be one of those outlets, that we could do our own works, have other people submit works to us, or maybe just do one of those old classic plays that we haven't seen in a while, and kind of be that niche. And we have a show coming up in a couple weeks, the first week of November, that does just that. And so Deb is an actress in it, and Giz is in it. So
tell us about the show. That's that locally written?
It is, yes. The whole thing's locally written. What it's called is, it's called The Dead Celebrity Monologues. And it was co-written by a woman named Erin Hunsader and a gentleman named Jeremy Pellegrin and myself. And what it is it's going to be at the Tarleton. And what we did was, we took all of these celebrities. We are going to open the show, for example, with Abraham Lincoln and John Wilkes Booth. What would they say if they were alive today? And what would they say about themselves?
Why? Why?
Mary Todd, why did you drag me to this show? Really? I had a bunch of other things I could do. The war is over. I go back to playing cribbage with the boys. And you dragged me to this thing. Hope you're real happy with the way it turned out. Wow.
Anyway, I am sure it's more serious than that, but yes.
There's a lot of laughs. So it's all right. We got serious, we got not serious in the show. So yeah, there's it runs the gamut.
That's awesome. So who else? So you got John Wilkes Booth and Abraham Lincoln. That will be interesting for us to see if they were alive today. Mm-hmm. Are they going to comment on politics today, or are they going to say what they would have said? Like, don't tell me. I don't want to be a spoiler alert thing.
Yeah.
But can you just tell me a little bit more about that? Sounds really interesting.
Yeah. Some of the other characters, if you will, that we have, we've got people that are more nationally known, like the two I just mentioned. But then we wanted to include people from Wisconsin. So we've included like Orson Welles. A lot of people don't know he was from Wisconsin. So was Gene Wilder. Those are also two characters that we figure prominently in.
You say that guy's name, you just laugh. That guy was funny.
Gene Wilder, very much.
He was funny. Now that's awesome.
Does Gizmo play Lincoln?
I was just going to say.
Gizmo doesn't play Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
But one of the other things that I was
going to... You can do a Gene Wilder, I bet. Get your hair done and...
Yeah. One of the other facets of this is we also included people that maybe aren't nationally recognized that you wouldn't know, but they were very famous or infamous in their time. So there was a book that was just released by a local author, Linda Drews, called The Maid and the Socialite. We've included The Maid and the Socialite in our show.
Wow.
And Giz... I'll turn it over to him. He plays a gentleman, and I know he talked about this last time he was here. He played a gentleman. He is going to play a gentleman named Willard Bent, who sued the Packers when they didn't have any money.
Oh, that's what we talked about
Johnny,
the day when they pulled out the bleachers.
About that. Gizmo, yeah. Tell us about that. This is, yeah.
Well, I thought it was interesting when I brought up his name. You guys were like, who the heck is Willard Bent? And most people do feel that way. But when you hear his name, some people know the story. They know what goes with it. But he's an interesting guy. He was just an average guy, a mechanic who went to see the game and... ended up falling off the bleachers. And because, the bleachers were owned by the Packers, he had to sue somebody because he went to the hospital. He was there for quite a while and had a pretty big bill compared,
at that time.
He ended up, getting an award, if you will. But it was enough to where the Packers had to go into what's known as a receivership. And they ended up having to reorganize and restructure. And then they became what they are today. And, he's sort of a conduit to all that's happened, but he's not the entire reason, but wow. He is in there. He's in the mix for the reason that the
Packers. Is that awesome or what to have entertainment that's also a little education?
Absolutely. Not, historically right. Yeah, accurate
and
for here.
It's historically accurate. You're thinking yep. This Willard guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, Deb, you are a well-known actress in our community. What is this? Were you in something else first? Or are you all into football? Lights.
Oh, I still will go where whoever will have me.
That is the way the act. That is your industry.
Yes, but I am very, very involved with Footlights. I've directed a few of the plays. As a matter of fact, I had a wonderful project last year that I put together called the Medusa Monologues. And again, it was a monologue show, but it was completely written by local women, and it could be about anything at all. As long as it was written by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And
interesting. And do you perform all your shows at the Tarleton?
Yes.
That's more people need to go there. That is a very cool.
It is gorgeous.
It is.
Inside. And not only is the theater like really cool, but it's one of the few areas and few theaters in the area that actually serve food and drink.
And
you can get dinner and a drink.
And that's
and
a pleasant.
Show.
Walking area, right? Sidewalks mm-hmm. are nice and wide. That's right on Walnut Street, obviously, right on Broadway and Walnut. And, it's right down the block from Jake's Pizza and the 70s and that burger place we're going to. And
I thought you were going on a diet.
Well, it's after this show.
Oh, okay.
What's November?
It's always after the next show.
Oh, okay. It's after the next show.
Okay.
So what are you playing in this that's coming up in the celebrity, the Dead Celebrity.
Dead Celebrities, I am doing Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, that's cool.
And,
right?
Yeah, and then I am doing a local infamous person. I'm doing the maid of the maid and socialite that Sarah was just talking about.
Okay.
And she was a woman who could not read or write, and something really horrible happened to her, and she decided to take on the powers of Bee of Green Bay, and... Wow. It was a very interesting story.
Is that true?
It's an absolutely true story.
Everything that we've written between Aaron and Jeremy and myself, we tried very hard to be as accurate as we could. And so the book, The Maid and the Socialite, that Deb mentioned, I wrote her monologue that she'll be doing, and I took everything from that book that Linda Drews wrote. And I have to give a shout out really quick to everybody over at UWGB in the archives department. Deb yeah. Anderson is the one who works over there. And she, like for Giz's character of Willard Bent, I went to the archives, and Deb Anderson is the one who turned me on to that character, as well as the book of The Maid and the Socialite. And she... for Giz's character, she went in the back and she brought out this box of 100-year-old paperwork. And here I am going through court transcripts. And, you know, the papers
That's
have
awesome.
That smell. And a lot of the stuff that I wrote, especially for Giz, I pulled directly from those papers. And so it's really, really kind of neat.
How fun is this going to be to go to that? Because, you know, we talk about what do we have that, like, suburbs and other places don't have, and that's history.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're bringing that to life on the theater in
absolutely.
A great environment, too. I mean, that yeah. Carlton, I want to give them, that place is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and like she was saying, you know, most of my lines are verbatim, you know, right from a court record, you know, so I'm sort of portraying somebody with his actual words, so should be interesting.
Are you on there yourself?
And she's taking a different approach. I don't want to spoil too much, but, you know, it's going to be a nice sort of a feel where everybody's going to kind of be coming around from different angles and coming, you know, to sort of explain things sort of in a professor-student kind of way.
You like that professor stuff.
I do. Hey, and speaking of that, that was my segue. I just wanted to give a shout out to you guys because we had like 85% capacity for overall sales for the show, and that's outstanding for us. That really is. And I believe your show helped, and I wanted to say thank you guys for that because this was such a great opportunity to come on here and talk about it. So
yeah, thank you for saying that. I think the reason you had 85% sellout was because it was a great show. But with that said, you know, Johnny and I really try to kind of, you know, educate the community on what's going on, and there's a lot of sometimes you miss that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are, I don't know, Facebook, other people, the Press Gazette, some of us, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. I didn't see your ad in there. But we just hope we can get the word out. And I love the theater part of this community. I mean, I think that we have so much going for us. We just had an author on yesterday, from New York, went to school in Columbia. And we asked her why she liked living here. And it was a lot of the, you know, she just loves the environment here. I mean, here's a New Yorker that lives here in this building, as a matter of fact. And, you know, she likes the Fox River Trail, but she enjoys the theater. Of course, everybody likes the sports we have here. But I just think we need to promote all those good things that we have here and not ignore the challenges we have either. But that's for a different time.
So quick shout out for Houdini. He's going to be represented at this show as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that's really, really cool. And October 31st is coming up. That's also known as Magic Day officially in this country, and it's because of Houdini. They actually gave him the credit for that. It's not because it's just Halloween, but it's because of Houdini. So if you could have me back on the 31st, I'd love to do a magic trick on the air. That would be fantastic.
You are welcome to come back.
Well, magic tricks on the air on radio.
Yeah, yep. Radio. Radio's a great venue for magic. Well, well. Oh, look at that!
And then our show will open the day after. November 1st.
Right. You guys are awesome. We're looking forward to this. Are they sticking around? Or
no, we can't.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, we'll get another guest coming in. So thank you for coming in. We're going to see you, Sarah, Deb, Gizmo. We look forward to seeing you at Tarleton. And 31st is a special day for you, Gizmo, but November 1st is a special day for everyone. Tarleton Theater, tickets are available.
You can Google us, Footlights Theater Green Bay.
All right, we're there. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high
high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 51 today under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 40. Daytime highs approaching 57. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
On the mayor here on a Tuesday morning.
That's so interesting, wasn't it?
That's very, I love stuff like that. Anything local is fun. Anytime people want to use their artistic talents for something local, I'm all for them.
And that community theater, which, you know, is so alive and well here, and to utilize.
I love they're using the old theaters.
Right. The old theater and original, the stuff is written here in Green Bay and then performed by local artists.
I think it's great.
That's going to be fun. So, yeah, we got to go to that. We got to support that.
Very nice. Very nice. So, Todd, are we any trivia today?
We do. You all set?
Yeah, who are we playing for?
I don't got anybody lined up.
No, it's too quick. All right, we'll just play for it. We'll play for Todd.
All right, so here's how it is. This is something I'm calling Tuesday Morning Tune Montage.
Okay.
All right? It's a montage of songs. I want you guys to write down artist or group and song title. Yes.
All
so I'm going to play it. Don't say what it is. Just write it down, and then we'll see. And these are pretty easy. I think you'll get all of these.
Okay.
Y'all set, Jim?
I am.
All right, here we go.
I'm good, good.
Those are your five tunes. You not no good, Jim. You know those songs, right?
I do know those songs, but I don't like know the. I recognize the songs.
All right, all right. John, how do you think you did?
Yeah, I think I've got 4 out of 5.
Okay, I'm gonna run through it one more time. Okay. So give Jim a little bit more time to listen to it and see how it goes.
Thank
you. Here they come. Your five tunes on Tuesday Morning Tune Montage. We're going to find out if anybody got anything right. So, very first song in the five-song clip. What do you got, John?
Supremes, I Need Love.
I wrote down I Need Love. I did not have Supremes. I did write it down.
So I will give you credit, but it's actually the Supremes, You Can't Hurry Love.
Can't Hurry Love.
You Can't Hurry Love, right?
Can't Hurry Love.
Yeah. All right. Second tune.
Yes.
What you got, John?
I got Ides of March, but I can't think the name of the song.
Wow. So easy. Derek and the Dominoes and Layla. That's Layla, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Come on. That is so classic.
You're right.
Elvis. Number three.
We got that.
Elvis Jailhouse Rock.
Yes. That I got.
Okay. Figured you'd get that. I thought this was maybe the tough one.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yep.
I wrote
Listen to Your Love.
The Chain. The Chain from Fleetwood Mac.
That's the name of the song, The Chain.
Do we get like half credit? Because I wrote down Fleetwood Mac. See that?
Yeah, I'll give you credit on that.
Okay.
I mean,
can we go with halves then? Okay,
okay. Okay. Yeah.
Final one. What was number five?
Paul Simon. I didn't get it.
Paul Simon.
Oh, no, I can't think of the name of the song.
There used to be a commercial for was it Johnsonville Brats or somebody that used to go, you can call me Ray or you can call me Jay.
Yeah.
Play it again.
You can call me Paul.
You can call me Al.
You can tell me
That's
Al.
That's what it was. That's your Tuesday right. morning tune trivia with Milo
we
and the Bear.
Sucked on that
yeah,
one.
It was all that Packer you, hangover.
Okay, but I got four of the five.
One, yeah. two, three. I only got three. Yeah. I got. No.
I'm still impressed with that. I'm still impressed with
that. Yeah, I'm impressed with Mac, Elvis.
Surprised you knew. Did you know the Supremes? Did you
yeah, get I wrote the song down. Okay. I didn't have the Supremes. Right. I wrote the song down.
You used to love the Supremes.
Yes. Diana Ross.
Is Diana Ross still
alive? I saw her.
She is.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she had some tough times too, didn't she?
Oh, but, yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, I saw her in Vegas.
Okay. Did you really?
I did.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That was fun. Yeah,
see, now that would be fun to go to Vegas and go to something like that.
Reach out and touch, and everybody holds hands. And this.
Oh, I hate that.
I know that was a little weird.
Lord.
I know, but I just say that was a little weird because you got to hold hands with the guy next to you. That there was someone like your wife, and then you have to hold hands.
You want to know what the worst? You want to know what one of the worst sentences is that you always hear on a regular basis?
What's that?
And now let's give each other a sign of peace in church. I hate that.
Well, COVID took that away, but now they're back.
But
too.
Still, people are, you know, some people, it's like they climb over the pew to shake
yes,
their hand or
yeah,
whatever.
The sign of peace.
The sign of peace.
Right.
Well, when I was a kid, I remember that first started, and you know what you had to do? You had to put your hands on the other guy's shoulders. The two altar boys and that. And with priests, you'd put your hands in their, you'd face each other, put your hands on their shoulders, and that's what they expected the people in the audience to do.
It would be called the congregation.
Yeah.
Not the audience.
Wow, whatever.
A show is a show. That's all I'm saying.
The paying customers.
That would have made church a little bit more interesting. Like, make it a magic show. You know, like stand up there and.
Absolutely.
That water and wine thing is kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess. Huh?
So.
All right. But I just think it's one of those.
That'd be sacrilege.
I just think that's so uncomfortable when they do that.
Sign of peace?
Yeah. Hate it.
This is.
Do you turn around?
Yes, I do. But, you know, there was a look, politics is good. It's not great. It's good. I was at the cathedral and there was a guy that just wouldn't shake my hand.
He wouldn't?
Yeah, because of me.
Just because of political differences?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
He said wow.
Yeah, I'm not shaking the mayor's hand. I'm like,
even in a church, that's
right.
Come on.
Kind of hurt my feelings, too.
I don't blame you. I mean,
it was 10 years
let
ago.
Let bygones be
that.
Bygones, whatever. And just
set it aside in church.
Yeah, exactly. That's
anyway. That's sign not of peace. Right. Yes. No. I thought. Anyway.
That's just not right.
But he died, so I won.
Oh wow!
Wow, Todd. Now that
when
that
it comes
wasn't
to politics,
nice.
The mean
it's
side
tough.
Of Jim Schmidt comes out.
It's tough.
He's dead.
Wow.
Hell with him. Won't be able to get his vote. He won't be voting against me anymore. That is
anyway,
cold.
Yes, he was. He was.
Very cold-blooded.
Yes.
You being that way.
No, no, not.
I'm telling you.
I'm just kidding.
But do they not do it anymore? Because sometimes I don't have a chance to go and I watch the show. Watch
on TV. What time's it on, John?
Which one? Why record
what time's?
I got my VCR set.
And who does the Catholic Mass?
The priest.
which priest? John.
So John, it's 7:30.
It's Bishop Ricken at 7:30 on Channel 5.
Yes, so, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Hey, you know what I used to feel bad for? But I got a laugh out of it, and this sounds terrible. It's another day in hell for me.
Yes.
Was that nun with, like, the patch over her eye? We have some beautiful crucifixes here for sale.
John.
We got a special
going on. They got connections you will never have, so
you
be careful.
Buy one of these, we'll get it shipped out, and we'll throw in a scapular. Very beautiful crucifixes.
Move your chair down just in case the lightning, just in case the lightning strikes.
All I'm saying is they could get somebody better. Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, folks,
John,
we got some great crucifixes here. We've got some very nice, lovely gifts.
If your mom's listening, you are in trouble.
I know.
So
I know.
My mom likes her. So.
Sorry.
Yes. There you go, sister.
Right. We got a lot going on. Yeah, we got our second hour coming up. Mido the Mayor. Back after this.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.